when it comes to you. What you ought to do is follow for now. Tell other people, get back all in. We're going to win. Check it out.
Yeah, y'all, come on.
Here we go again.
Turn it up.
Cause the beats and the lines are so dope. Listen for lessons of playing inside music as the critics are blasting me for. They'll never care for the brothers and sisters why across the country has a soap for the war. We got to get them straight.
Come on
now, they're gonna have to wait
till we get it right.
Radio stations are questioning their blackness. They call us a black, but we'll see you later.
Turn it up. Bring the noise.
Welcome to another rendition of Facing Tuesdays with Santori. I'm your host, Michael Santori. It is Tuesday, February 19th, 2019. And what's that? Ugly baby. Who else do we have with ugly baby? Who else is with me? Who is that? Who we got? With me always, my co-host, my producer. Yeah. Tony T, what's happening?
Laughing baby. It took weeks and months and months, but finally... An emergency has been declared, and the wall can finally go up, even though we've been trying to do the show for weeks and years and years and
months and weeks and months. Yeah, no. Yeah, we've been very busy doing our things. So, what, is this our second episode since the new year? This is our second episode, isn't it?
I don't know. We did a show for 10 minutes when you weren't there. That doesn't really count.
Yeah, no. So, yeah, I think this is probably our second show. Well, welcome to the show. How are you tonight? How's everything?
Good. So Ozzy Osbourne is getting sicker, so I'm glad we did our tribute show to him before he died.
Well, he's not dead yet, but, you know.
Did we even do a tribute,
or did we try to do a tribute? Is that the show that I missed? I think that was the show that I missed.
No, we did a Black Sabbath, did we? I don't know.
No,
but tonight,
I don't know. I think
tonight, this. Uh-oh. Like the Mexico police are not liking it. Sending the helicopters in.
When we grew up and went to
Yeah, so those
teachers,
King Floyd, the wall.
Leave
wall.
Those kids alone. Yes.
That's right. After his Days of Our Lives and Another Breaking the Wall Part 2. Yes. We're doing the wall tonight, everybody. A little Pink Floyd tribute. I'm so excited. The wall.
Well, we've been trying it. We've been trying to do Pink Floyd tribute, but we've only been doing it because of the wall, and it is now an emergency, and it will be made by Trump, your favorite person ever, Trump. Your favorite. So if you don't eat any meat, what can't you have? You can't have any what?
Pudding. You can't have any pudding.
Can't have
if you
any
don't
pudding?
Eat meat.
Are you saying
can't
I
have
to
pudding.
Eat not? I can't be a vegetarian because I have to eat my
no.
meat.
No. If you don't eat your meat, you can't have any pudding. How can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat?
I don't know. It's
if you don't eat your meat, you
still,
can't have any pudding.
Stand still.
Stand still, Lottie. Stand still. So
yeah.
Also, just for the record, for those who are listening in the Minnesota area, April 2nd, I will be at the House of Comedy doing some stand-up. I got a date, April 2nd. House Comedy was nice enough and gave me another chance to make people laugh. So, yes. The silence on the other end. Not too happy about hearing that, huh? Nope.
It's good. Hey,
hey,
it's good. Let's hear what they think. You know, yeah. So Mike Santori is going to be
yes.
on stage doing comedy again. That's good. Good.
Yeah, bad, no, I have to get back.
Baby,
ugly baby.
To like.
Ugly baby's happy to hear about it.
Happy to hear from you and
right.
and what's going on. But now, please explain to everybody why did you want to talk about a wall? What does a wall have to do with your life?
Not. I really didn't want to talk about the wall. I just want to talk about Pink Floyd, the wall. I'm a big fan of the Wall album. That's one of my favorite albums.
That's
of
not
Pink
why
Floyd.
We did this show, Santori. You
no,
wanted
it's
to
not.
Talk.
Oh, we're doing this.
You wanted
oh,
to
about,
talk.
Oh, well.
I mean,
did I?
We can talk about Pink Floyd.
Refresh my memory. Why did I want to talk about the wall? What the wall that's really
know,
going on?
Donald
I think,
Trump. Donald Trump.
No.
Made a wall now.
You mean, yeah. No, did I? I don't remember saying anything about Trump. I hate that guy.
That's why you're going to do a show about Donald Trump
all right.
and the Pink Floyd
Donald
wall.
Wow. Is that what we're putting two and two together?
That's
two
what it,
different
for
concepts.
The last 7 weeks, for the last 12 weeks,
really?
You've been.
Oh, who's that? Look at that baby. Is it? Who is it?
Jolene.
Oh, it's
Jolene. Jolene.
Hello, Jolene.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yes.
He's
here.
He showed up.
What's the show
good.
About Trump? Trump and pizza? What's the show about?
Yeah, Trump and pizza. We're talking about Donald Trump and pepperoni pizza.
You know what's funny? Is it inspired by that pizza meme? Like, I have to post it. I saved it on my phone, but there's actually a pizza called the Trump pizza, and half of it is Mexican. Then the other half is regular, and it's separated by a wall of mozzarella sticks. It's
what? I didn't even know anything about that. No,
I'm gonna have to post it on my Facebook.
Yeah, as close as I can see that, because that sounds
I'll
silly.
Post it right now, because it's kind of fucking funny. Right.
No, it's not about pizza. It's about Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd. All right.
Well,
are we talking about Pink Floyd, or are we talking about Trump and his
wall? We're talking about the
wall,
man. We're talking about the wall.
The wall. We're talking about Pink Floyd, the wall, or are we talking about the wall? The wall that Trump wants to design.
Yes, it's a tribute show for Pink Floyd, and we're talking about the wall. How is that not confusing?
No,
it's not. It's
okay, the wall.
Possible.
Well, you keep bringing up Trump and the wall. I was talking about Pink Floyd, the wall. Now you're throwing Trump
on
the
wall. Mike, go on your Facebook. You'll see what I was thinking about. Go on your Facebook when you have a minute and see what I was talking about, because it's kind of it's a bacon cheeseburger on the other side, separated by a wall of mozzarella cheese.
Uh-huh.
It actually looks pretty delicious.
That sounds actually delicious. Mozzarella sticks and cheeseburger pizza. I could go for that right now. I'm so
that's
hungry.
That's what I thought this show was about when I heard it. I'm like, did I hear Trump and pizza? That was weird. All right.
Yeah. Now we did. Now we're talking about Trump and pizza.
Now we heard about Trump and pizza. Now everyone knows.
Are we talking about Trump wall? Or are we talking about Pink Floyd the wall?
We are talking tonight. It's a tribute show for Pink Floyd, and we're talking about the wall. Yes. So that should tell you all that you need to know. Yes.
Okay. So the wall by Pink Floyd, or the wall by Donald Trump?
The wall, the only wall that we're talking about on the show
Floyd.
That is Pink Floyd tribute. So, yes, we're talking about the wall.
Good. Good.
Donald Trump's wall, yes. Donald Trump's.
No, see, you did it again.
You wanted to talk about the Donald Trump wall.
Ugly baby, upsetting the baby. Don't upset the baby.
You upset the fucking baby.
Well,
stop
you're not
upsetting
talking
the
about
baby.
The wall. You're not talking about the wall. I don't understand.
The wall. Well, I'm trying to talk about the wall. I'm just trying to understand which wall. Are we talking about? We could go on.
It's your show,
this.
Mike. You decide.
I don't want to talk about Trump. I hate that guy.
No, fuck politics.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about politics. I really don't.
It's not a fun topic.
Don't
want to
talk about politics.
No.
Well,
the reason we
never
whole show. The reason we did
talk about
ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
All right. So
apparently we did all these before. I think. I hope not.
Did we?
If we have. I don't know.
We're going to do it again. Refresh my memory.
Probably. I thought, I don't know.
All right.
It's been a long time. So pick a number. One, two, three. One
three
through six.
Let's go number two.
Number two. This is Name That Tune on Facing Tuesday in our new category tonight, music. It's our new category.
Excited.
Here you go. All right.
Wow.
That was a live version of a song.
Was it a live?
Didn't we already do this?
A live version. Wow.
It was definitely a live version.
Why is there a live
version?
I don't think we ever did this one.
More. If it's a live version, you have to play
more.
Yeah,
I mean, seriously.
Give it for him.
Can we have a little more? I got it. All right. Wow, we did a live version of it? That's Go Take the Money and Run by Steve Miller Band. The live version.
Is it? Is it a live version?
Woo-hoo!
Joe and Bobby Sue. Two young lovers with nothing better to do. Except sit around the house, get high and watch the tube. Here's what happened when they decided to cut loose. Headed down to old El Paso. I swear they ran into a great big hassle. Billy Joe shot a man while robbing his castle. Bobby Sue took the money and run. Yeah, yeah. Go on, take the money and run.
One for six. I don't remember us ever doing a live version of that.
I guess not. The Woo Woo gave it away though. Like if you like.
It sure
why,
did.
Like,
no, because I would. Yeah, no, I would have never nailed it. If they didn't go Woo Woo. I would never guess it. Not gonna lie, because that drum thing, that could have been anything.
Anything at all. Yeah. So tonight we're talking about The Wall.
The Wall. Pink Floyd The Wall or Donald Trump The Wall?
We're talking about The Wall. We're talking about The Wall.
The Pizza Wall?
It's a tribute to Pink
the
Floyd,
wall.
And we're talking about
right.
Donald Trump
The Wall.
Wall. Donald Trump.
Pizza Wall.
Pizza
no
Wall.
Pizza
cheeseburger
wall.
And mozzarella sticker.
Did you see the Pizza keep Wall? I think you both need to see this fucking picture in order to appreciate it.
You're really
you,
gonna make
break,
me look.
Go on your Facebook, next break, go
you're
on your Facebook. I just tagged you, Anthony. I didn't tag you, but go on your Facebook and you will see the wall there.
I can go on it right now. I'm gonna go on it right now because you really want to see this.
Beautiful little masterpiece.
All right.
I mean, it really does look delicious. I would eat that.
There it is. Oh my God, that looks delicious.
What?
The place offers a Trump pizza, half Mexican style, half bacon cheeseburger, served by a wall of mozzarella sticks. Wow.
And that looks really good. Look at the cheeseburger side. Even the Mexican side looks good. Got some jalapenos, some cheese, cream, black olives.
Onions.
They got everything.
It's really good.
Awesome. I would eat the hell out of that.
I'm so hungry I would eat the hell out of that. That was really good. The bacon,
I
got bacon on it.
I would probably only have like one slice of each and probably not even. But you know what? I would have one slice of each and a fucking mozzarella stick and I would be happy.
I
still get the
pineapple.
Ugh, you and your pineapple.
It
doesn't belong in the Trump pizza, all right? Keep that to your Hawaiian pizza. Trump pizza has no place for pineapple.
I guess
it's
that'd
Mexican,
be the Obama pizza because he's from Hawaii. So if
there
they had
go.
An Obama pizza, it'd be a white pizza, half white pizza, and a half pineapple and dark meat, whatever kind of dark meat is brown.
Brown. No, that pizza doesn't
didn't
look
say
good.
Brown. Don't put a racist
you didn't?
Word. It's dark meat.
No, I thought you said dark pizza, and then I thought you said something brown.
I said white pizza. I didn't
whatever.
Say brown. But-
Okay.
No brown.
You said white. No, not brown.
I'd like to also
send
a shout out to Jolene for posting a picture on her own in her private page instead of sharing it from the page that she shared it from.
I don't have access to. I know. All right, I can make it public. I can make it so you can post it on the
same page. Oh, you can? Yeah, because it
all
makes
right,
it difficult.
I didn't think that.
For the people
that's
at home, they're,
that's
no,
your
you shut your face.
All right, no.
Oh,
that's
wow. Why are you upsetting the baby? Don't upset the baby.
No.
There
we go.
Upsetting
all right.
The baby. Look,
why am I
the
upsetting the baby? All right.
I don't know.
We're talking about The Wall, and we're tributing Pink Floyd. I have some Pink Floyd songs here that I could play, and this is one of my favorite Pink Floyd songs. I hope you enjoy it, and let's take a listen to Pink Floyd.
Yes, let's do it.
Thank you.
Nice.
They all start out quiet and slow, and then a guitar string happens. Danielle, do you still lead? Do you know the
yeah.
What is it?
What is what?
The name of the song.
I don't know. I don't know if
what? Uh-oh.
Name of that song, Santori?
The Welcome to the
Dark
Machine.
Dark Side of the Moon?
Welcome to the
no.
Machine. Welcome to the Machine.
You know what's the funny thing, too, is, like, I actually, when I was, I might have said this before, but when I was younger in my high school years, me and my best friend Dave, actually, with a couple other people, we went to go see the Pink Floyd in the Museum of Natural History. And we saw the laser show with The Wall, the show that we're
nice.
On. With the it was a laser show, and before we went, we smoked in Central Park, and we had 3D glasses. It was a pretty – but, like, I honestly, like, you're going to curse me for saying this, but I was never really – I never listened to that kind of genre of music. But, like, I really enjoyed the experience because it was really cool. Like, I was fucking high. I'm in a fucking museum with music blasting and visual, like, it was everything that I liked, whether or not, like, that was music I listened to on a daily basis or not. So it kind of, like, brought me back a little bit when I started hearing them. I'm like, oh, yeah. But I couldn't tell you the name
yes.
of the song.
Yes, no, there's a lot of people at a lot of museums out there, like, do Pink Floyd laser shows, and they're actually
yeah.
quite
cool.
enjoyable. And a lot
yeah.
of people do a lot of drugs when they go... before they go to those
yeah,
shows.
We did most.
It enhances
yeah.
the whole effect. But yes, no, it's nice. Yes, no. Pink Floyd. If you don't really listen to Pink Floyd, you really should. They're a great band.
Yeah.
They're like my favorite
and
band.
We did the whole Pink Floyd and the whole what is that? The Wizard of Oz.
Oh
we
yeah,
tried
the,
that, didn't
the
we?
Dark right. Yes, we tried.
You
yeah,
have
yeah,
to
the
do
Dark
it. You have to it. Trust me, it takes a while. You have to do it. You have to watch until he digs that hole. And when the fence hits her on the ass, if you don't hear the last chime, you have to start over again. You have to get it right. It takes a while. And everyone that's synced up on YouTube is wrong. Every one of those fuckers that are synced up is wrong. It's not right. It's not how it should be. It's not on. And that's you got to do it yourself. After the second lion's roar, it should work. We went out because my birthday, my 21st birthday, we went out and bought The Wizard of Oz so that we could play it on a VCR and a disc during mm-hmm. my birthday party. And it took me 6 or 7 tries to get it right. And then we just let it repeat and play through. And it repeats 3 times and it matches it. Because on the 3rd time, when she opens up her eyes, Pink Floyd sings, "Home, home again." That's how you know. 3 times through. Meant to be.
It's kind of tricky. Now my question is, do you think a stoner, like, fell upon that, or do you think the band actually, like, did the whole album in sequence to the movie?
They did the whole album because, first of all, there's a rainbow on the cover. The second of all, the entire first side of the album lasts exactly as long as the movie is in black and white.
Right.
Exactly. And then it's just it ends with the heartbeat when you hear the Tin Man's heartbeat, and it starts up with the heartbeat again when you repeat it. And then it's just too much. You know, there's just too much. They did it on purpose to screw with you.
Right. Especially, no, they're just musical geniuses that they would do that. That's why I'm like a big fan of them, because they're so artistic and so, like, they're musical geniuses.
Musical
like, hey,
geniuses.
Guys.
Okay, they musical
are.
Genius. It's time for us to take a break, and we'll talk about the wall. All
right.
The wall. When we come back.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned.
Bucket of thirst-quenching soda pop. Go ahead, take a big gulp, and then feel the relief. If your thirst is too big for a big gulp, have a new half-gallon Big Burp soft drink. Now only 59 cents at 7-Eleven. At 7-Eleven, the price of gas just went down.
Rising from the depths of oblivion, materializing out of the ether, lost, found, the greatest talk show that will ever be. Return to the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more.
You want to see something really scary? Something really scary?
You want to see something?
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
That's a new commercial. I like it. Where'd you find that up? 7-Eleven.
Is it?
Yeah. Uh-oh. Ugly baby.
Ugly
yeah,
baby.
I've never heard that commercial before. Ugly baby.
It's been on forever.
Has it? I've never heard that one before.
Well, then you haven't been listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. As
oh, that's what it is.
Whose fault is that?
Shows.
Yours.
Mine. Guilty.
So tonight we're giving a tribute to Pink Floyd, and we're talking about The Wall. So give us your thoughts on The Wall.
The Wall. When I first saw the movie The Wall, I was 10 years old, and I was really trying so hard to understand. And I asked my brother, because he had the albums, and he's like, you want to understand it? You have to listen to the album, like, billion times. But as I got older,
no, I'm not talking about the album. We're not talking about the album.
No,
we're talking about the wall.
You're back to the politics thing.
Yes.
Dude, the way I look at it is this. Is like I was fortunate enough to be born as an American citizen, but if I were to go to another country and live in their society, and if I would have to like be like their citizenship, I think I would have to do what you have to do here in America, and that's pretty much, you know, get educated, take the tests, and, you know, earn my citizenship. I think that, you know, if they're immigrants coming over here, they should be doing, you know, what is expected to be an American citizen. Now, just sneaking across over here and whatever, I think, you know, that's illegal. That's breaking the law. But I'm not against immigrants being here if they just, you know, are here in America, living in America after becoming citizens. I think that's legitimate. But I'm not against, you know, immigrants being in our country and living in our country. I just think them breaking the law to live in our country is you know, the problem. It's illegal. I mean, it's like you don't go rob a bank. If you rob a bank, you broke the law. You go to jail. That's pretty much the same thing, in my opinion. But, you know, to keep you know, immigrants out from, like, stealing money from the banks, and that's what you know, he thinks he needs to do to make that happen, well, then I guess, but I don't know. I think there's another thing that they're forgetting, the fact that there are a thing called planes, cargos, and ships, and there's other ways that, you know, people can sneak into our country. You know, I'm just saying that, you know, there's other ways you can sneak in. A wall is probably not really going to keep all of them out of here, I think, you know, whatever. But I just say, if you're going to become an American citizen, you should do it the right way, not sneaking in and, you know, that's all I'm saying. If you want to be an American citizen, just, you know, do what the necessities is for you to be a legal immigrant. Not illegal, be a legal immigrant.
Like, Can I just say something? Because I feel like you're ending anyway.
Yeah.
Can I just say, like, it's easy to say, and I totally get that stance, because that's the stance that we stand in right now. Like, okay, just do it legally. You want to go to another thing like us. We want to go to another country. What do we have to do? We have to get a passport. We got to go through the process of getting the passport, and then we're able to go to another country. Okay, that's fine.
Right.
That's what we're used to. But
right.
We don't know what kind of situations these people are in. And I do understand, and I do totally understand the point of, like, they're bringing in crime. They're probably bringing in unnecessary drugs. I get that part of it. And, yes, we should keep those people out. But it's such a hard topic, because you don't know which ones are, like, coming in for, like, who are just, like, involved. They live in a gang community, and they have no other escape. But you know what? In order for us to survive, we have to try to make it and just cross the border so they can't, like, we don't know these situations that these people are in, the real people, not the drug people, not the people that are bad, all the people that are good. And, like, I don't know. It's just, it's really hard. And I don't think the wall's going to fucking do anything. Honestly, like you said, they're going to find other ways in. They're smart enough. I mean, come on. They'll start
digging
tunnels. Like, it's not going to stop anything. It's just going to delay the progress for a little while, and it's going to come back still. The thing is? The people that are going to try the hardest to come back in are going to be those people that are bad and that are trying to smuggle drugs and make money, not the good people, because they won't have access to it. The bad people will. So it's not going to solve the problem.
And
that's
just, you know, not to be...
It is hard to say in one way, because you have to look at everything. It's not black and white.
No, exactly. And that's another thing, too. I mean, if you look at the big picture, pretty much for many thousands of billions of years, immigrants have been coming to America from, like, God knows, you know, forever.
You know what?
So why
honestly,
are we making it such a big deal about it now?
My father, he's technically, when he came in here, my father is, he was born in Czechoslovakia, whatever.
Right.
Czechoslovakia. And so he came here when he was a teenager with my grandmother and my grandfather. He passed away before I got to meet him. But like they both came here, they did, and he was he might still be, he's an illegal alien. That's his classification, is an illegal alien.
Right
now he probably, you know, whatever he had to do. But he's been living here, he's has his own business, he functions in society, like, but he's here legally. Like he didn't But the thing is, he didn't come from a hard time. Like, him and my grandmother and my grandfather wanted to get away from there. They said, let's go to America. So technically, I'm half. My other side is Puerto Rican. Puerto Rico is part of U.S., so that's whatever. But,
right.
You know, and even Donald Trump, look, his mother. You ever read, like, his mother is an immigrant, and she was here illegally. She didn't even come here illegally at first, according to all the stuff I've read. She didn't even come here. She stayed here for, like, a year, like 13 or something crazy years, and then she finally became one. And his wife, the thing is it's okay to be an immigrant from a certain area, but you can't.
Right.
But I do understand there's less drama. That's what I'm saying. I could understand both sides. And it drives me crazy. That's why it's hard because you have to look at it, but all the people aren't bad. Yes, you'll have less crime, but how do you know? People here in America, in our own country, are the ones killing each other. Like, those aren't immigrants. These are people that are born and raised here. We're killing each other. And drugs are always going to happen regardless.
You're upsetting the baby.
All right,
don't upset the baby.
That was great, and I'm glad that we got done talking about the wall. And now
right.
we can move on so, talking about wall.
Yeah, you're the one that started it. I didn't want to talk about the
well,
damn
no,
wall.
I was expecting a rant from Santori, because when he told me he wanted to talk about
it, he
was saying, fuck Donald Trump and fuck this. I'm done. I'm mad.
Hey, I'll let you know a little secret. I haven't been drinking tonight, so there's no.
Yeah, I've noticed. That's a good thing.
Yeah, see, no, you would probably hear the drunk rant and probably hear more about it when I'm drunk.
Yeah, that would have went so much more hard. But see, that's why I love you when you're sober, because you're reasonable and we can talk to you.
You can actually get some words in.
Yeah,
no,
and it's not even getting worse. You actually understand.
No, and I have to apologize.
But you know what?
Tony P, like,
No. I want you to know that I 100% completely do not judge you, because I am the exact same way, okay? Talk to anybody who's ever known me in my entire life. I don't know if you've seen that side to me so much, but talk to anybody that's ever known me that's been close to me, and trust me, I get it.
That's the power of alcohol.
No,
it brings out the other side.
It's not
alcohol,
an alcoholic.
Brings out the other side.
Alcohol
brings out.
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
Name that wall.
We're not alcoholics.
No, I'm not saying that we are. I'm just saying alcohol brings out the dark side in some people.
Yes.
Well,
now, number one,
not all the time. I like
not
no,
all the time.
Honestly, talk to me if you're talking about me in my like teens and 20s, then that was bad. But now, no, we're not talking. I'm talking present. Like, no, it actually makes me more vocal. I get out my feelings. I could say things, like, other than when I'm, like, totally gone. But, like now, like, I'm more social than, like, I could be very to myself. And sometimes alcohol makes me, like, bring out my social side. As long as I don't drink too much and go crazy, it's fine.
Number three.
But, no, it's not
number
always
three.
A bad thing. That's my point.
Number three. All right. Number three. Name that tune. Number three. Let's take a listen.
Ooh, I know that song.
Do you? Go ahead.
That's is that Beyonce?
No,
that's some song I know. I could be totally off. Whatever. Just
I know it.
Oh, Santana. That's Santana, 100%. I don't know who what song it is, but I know that's Santana.
Santana and someone else, but the song's Maria.
There you go.
Let's take a listen and see.
Yeah.
Ladies and gents, turn up the sound system to the sound of Carlos Santana in the GMB product. Get away.
Doing the vocals?
I don't know. Somebody.
All right. I know.
So, back and listen to the beginning of the song. He tells you, I guess.
Does he?
Maria.
No. I know it's not. No, it's not Drake. No, it's not R. Kelly. Someone like on that level, though. R. Kelly.
You're on the computer, Anthony. Look it up. But seriously, he's staring at his computer right now. I mean, I'm not there, but we know he is.
Are you staring at your computer? Is he right?
And of course I'm right.
Artist Santana.
Okay. Well, then that's it. We'll give it to Carlos.
Is
Maria, she's on West Side Story, played by Carlos Santana.
Yep. Carlos Santana. Right. We went over that, and I looked it up, and there you go.
It doesn't say featuring anyone? All right. Well, whatever. He was, though. He mentioned in the song, but whatever. Move on.
Wow. This guy. Wow. We'll figure it out later, right? And you just know it's not Carlos singing.
Is another one of your favorite? What is a good Pink Floyd song that you like?
My favorite Pink Floyd song of all times is Wish You Were Here.
Wish You Were Here. Man.
That's the song they sent to the Mars rover that died.
I wish I uploaded that.
Oh, me too.
Hear him breathing, coughing, sniffing.
Thank you.
you think you can tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain? Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail, a smile from a veil? Do you think you can tell? Did they get you to train your heroes for ghosts, hot ashes for trees, hot air for a cool breeze, cold comfort for change? Did you exchange a walk on par?
Love that song.
Santori, give up a walk on part in the war for a leading role in a cage.
For a leading
I know
role
I did.
In a cage. I did.
Yep.
I have.
Yeah.
I have. Yes. By the way, Santana, Maria, Maria's GMB, the product. The product and GMB.
GNB, yes. Featuring the product,
yeah.
GNB.
GMB.
Whoever that
it
is.
Exactly. They threw in their 2 cents. Thank you for that. But yes, no. Wish You Were Here, one of my favorite songs by Floyd. I also like Comfortably
Numb. They have a lot of, you know what, it's like there's so many songs. Like I only uploaded like 5, but I mean,
yeah.
I could have uploaded a whole album. Like
sure,
so,
you could.
Pink Floyd, they're the kind of band that they make an album and you listen to the album. How
right.
is it nowadays that somebody puts out an album and they have one hit song, one mediocre song, and the rest of them are just, you know,
right,
sound mumble rap?
No, Floyd. Yeah, no, Floyd put out an album and it actually had stories. All their albums tell stories, and that's part of the musical genius I brought up earlier. That's why they're musical geniuses, because their albums tell stories. But see, music doesn't do that nowadays. Like, a whole album doesn't tell, like, a whole story. So, I like that.
Well,
but
I don't know. I can't remember the last time I actually bought an album and actually listened to the whole album. Jolene
right,
does that, though. She listened to a whole album.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see.
Of course. If I like the guy, if I like whoever it is. Band, artist,
right.
whatever.
The Who did that too. The Who is an album kind of a band too. They did that with Tommy. They did that.
Can you hear
they
me?
They tell stories. Can you hear me?
Can hear you?
Tommy, can you see
can
me?
Can I help to cheer you?
Tommy. We should do a huge tribute one night.
Yeah, but who are we going to do it for?
I don't know. Do it for the Who? Who? We should do it for Who?
The Who?
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 Do it for Who? Who?
Are you talking about the band?
No, I'm talking about the Wall.
Talk about the Trump.
Who? What?
You talk about the band.
The Who? My dad used to, like, we would be
the
in
who?
The car.
The band.
You know, we were listening to my music and he'd be like, who's this? I'm like, Styx. And then there'd be another song, like, who's that? And like, the Cars. And he's like, who's
and
that?
And then another song where you're like, who's that? And you're like, yes.
The Who?
Who's that? Yes.
Just like,
who's next?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. The
who's
baby.
There? Who?
Who?
Who's there? I guess we could
Kansas.
Do the Who, I guess. Jolene,
yeah,
are you a fan
no,
of the
know.
Who?
Of what?
Who? Who?
The Who?
The Who.
Yep.
I mean, I have any real feelings towards them.
The Who.
Teenage Wasteland.
Bob O'Reilly.
Yeah, that's a cool song. I listen to a lot of, when I was growing up, I listened to 80s music because I grew up in the 80s. obviously. Mm-hmm. So 80s music, then 90s. I listened to a lot of alternative. Then I got into punk, and punk stopped for a while. And then it went from punk to, like, top 40, and then it stuck there for a while, and now it's country. So, like, I've met a lot of heavy metal people. Like, I've met people from all genres, so I like all music. The only thing I don't really like, which I have not found a person that I could say, ooh, I like rap. Rap, I can't do rap, but R&B, that's cool. Jazz, like, every point of music I like, but as far as what I've listened to and what I would really know, it's only been really that.
I can guess Mike Santori's favorite rap artist, and it's going to be the Beastie Boys.
That's not really rap, though. I mean, that's rap, but, like, is that really rap? Like,
no,
I'm talking about deep rap, like rap.
Beastie Boys are not, like, Beastie Boys are just, they're universal, they're everything, they're punk, they're rap, they're rock, they're in their own little genre, they have everything,
yeah.
They put it all mixed, but,
it's not like,
no, my favorite rap group of all times is Public Enemy.
Puff Daddy,
they Enemy. Public Enemy.
Oh, Public Enemy.
Yeah, I've heard of
him. Yeah.
Flavor Flav. Chuck D.
I saw him on reality shows. That's how I know him more from that, because I never listened to that.
Started the reality. Look, The Surreal Life, listen, that show, The Surreal Life, was the first one. And it started, it started everything. Before then, there was no celebrity reality show.
No, it was Real World. Real World started everything.
That's not a
celebrity.
But there was no celebrity. Not a celebrity
Real
World.
But it still branched out from Real World. That was the first reality
show. The Surreal Life was the first time celebrities were put in any reality situation ever. Aside from Battle of the Network Stars. But that's not reality. That's just Olympic sports and whatever. The Real World was just real people. We're talking about celebrity. And now they put celebrities everywhere. Everybody, every show has a celebrity version. Every show has a celebrity.
With the B-list. Although, like, the celebrities that are just... You know, Joey Lawrence is trying so hard to become Batman. Like, he just posted again on his Instagram that he wants to be Batman. Like, he's... And
too
he's
short.
Begging, like, studios.
Too short,
he's
baby.
Begging.
That's my life. He's too short.
Too short. Too short.
Money in the ghetto.
No.
Hollywood.
They were talking about
money.
Robert Patterson. Like, come on now. Like, Twilight guy can't be Batman. I'm sorry.
They're going to make the guy from Twilight
That's
Batman.
What I,
really...
I don't know. No, it was on
DC Universe.
Yeah.
What
he's
are you doing
ruin
to
it.
Me? Of
no,
course, DC is run by morons.
Joey Lawrence is trying. That's all I know is Joey Lawrence is trying to be Batman. This dude is, like, he's serious about it. He went on Big Brother to become Batman, apparently. That's what it feels like.
But
maybe he will.
By the way,
if he's better
by the
than
way, when
fucking
you...
Robert, like, that dude, like, seriously, no. But you can't have fucking Twilight and Batman. No, I'm sorry. This is not, no.
By the way, I would like to, we're talking about reality shows and all that, I'd like to give a big shout out to my fellow friend, Preacher Lawson.
Oh, yeah, how do you do?
He made it in the top, he was rated top five. He didn't make it, but he was number five. But I want
awesome.
To give him a shout out. I want to give a shout out for all his, you know.
What's his
but
name?
He's all set, though. He's good. He's good, even though he didn't win the. Like,
no, of
you know,
course. He was the top
but
five.
Still,
on, like, that was the big one, too.
Right,
that
no,
was like the
I
best
mean,
of the best. Right?
Yeah,
that was
know,
like the best of the best.
The champions, yeah. So,
yeah,
Lawrence must say good job.
And he got top five.
Good, right. Good luck with you and your career. And
he,
your
beat out, he beat out a lot of former. He beat out a lot of former
yeah.
champions from the talents all over the place.
Right.
He, so,
yeah.
that's pretty.
Yeah,
good.
That's awesome.
Congratulations.
You ever
listen
to this?
Right.
Go you. You fucking rock. You killed it. Top five. You didn't make it, but you know what? Fuck it. still top five out of everybody in the whole, like, everybody.
Right. Yeah.
That's amazing.
No.
That's fucking
awesome. Yeah, no,
awesome.
He did good. We actually had him, we interviewed him on Rippin' Fridays. He was on our show for a minute, like, what, back
in
2015?
We should get him back. Have him be on this time. Talk to him.
Well,
I know he's probably going to be busy now, but.
Yeah, he's very busy with his career, but we'll see.
Okay.
Do you want to come play Name That Tune with us on Tuesdays?
Yeah.
Come on, preacher.
Right?
You guys are obviously friends, so, like, you know, just have a chat.
We're not, like, close, but we've interacted, and we did the improv together in Orlando, and actually, you know, last time he did a show here at House Comedy, and we hung out. It was actually, I actually got really wasted at his show, and then we ended up doing driving go karts, and I ran somebody over. Yeah.
Oh,
but anyway,
that was your payback.
Yeah, no, the last, and then I apologized to him. I called him the next day and I said, I'm sorry for my drunk behavior. And he's like, it's all good. But yeah, no, but congratulations,
all right, so
Preacher.
Mike, you will, so while on the break, you'll call Preacher. So let's take a break and we'll come back with more On the Wall and the Machine.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
We're just two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl, year after year, running over the same old ground. What have we found? Same old fear. Wish you were here.
Okay, kids, let's go.
There's just one place to go for all your spatula needs.
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Thousands to choose from in every shape, size, and color. And because we eliminate the middleman, we can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you. Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
And this weekend only, take advantage of our special liquidation sale. Buy 9 spatulas, get the 10th one for just 1 penny. Don't forget, they make great Christmas presents. And what better way to say I love you than with the gift of a spatula?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
Hello, this is Cy Greenbloom, president of Spatula City. I like their spatulas so much, I bought the company.
Spatula City, 7 locations. We're in the yellow pages under spatulas.
My, where did you get that lovely spatula?
He rode a blazing saddle, he wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to bad men near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night into day. He made his blazing saddle a torch to light the way.
So I heard that they're making a Chris Cornell movie and Brad Pitt's going to play Chris Cornell. I think that would be great. Just throwing that out there.
What?
Chris Cornell. Police in their Soundgarden. Chris Cornell, the lead singer of Soundgarden, that committed suicide.
No, I know who Chris Cornell is, but like in the movie.
Brad Pitt. They're gonna make a movie of Chris Cornell. You're upset. You're making the baby happy.
Don't make the baby cry. What's wrong with you? Why are you? No,
but Brad Pitt would play Chris Cornell.
No!
You upset the baby. You upset the baby. See what you did.
I'm sorry. I'm
sorry. See what you did.
I'm sorry. I'm just for a minute. I'm leaving. I didn't mean
don't,
to yell
don't
at you. I'm sorry. I'm
don't apologize to me. Apologize to the baby.
I did. I was saying, I'm sorry, ugly baby.
All right. I'm sorry, baby.
I'm sorry, ugly
no,
baby.
Ugly
yes.
Baby.
Yes. But yeah, no, Chris Cornell.
Okay. The ugly
Brad
baby
Pitt.
Knows it. But really,
just throwing
that
out there.
Make a movie of Chris Cornell's life
yes.
Or of Soundgarden.
Yeah.
Of like what?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's what I saw. Then Brad Pitt will
so
play
they're
Chris
doing
Cornell,
like the same. So they're going to try to do the same thing that they made out of Bohemian Rhapsody of fucking
right.
Queen.
Right.
So they're going to try
yeah.
to monetize off of that.
Right.
Okay.
But
that's
Brad Pitt
lame
will
because
play
like, nobody. And Queen and Soundgarden. I'm sorry, but like I look at them and they're just not on the same level. So they could try,
no.
And I'm sure, like, I like Soundgarden, Black Hole Sun, that's a great song, the video is amazing. I liked that music when I was in, whatever, in my teens, in high school. Like, that's what I listened to, alternative and all that crap. So I know that, but, like, really, like, Queen is just, like, on a so much different level that, like, you can't
yeah,
even,
but,
like,
yeah, Soundgarden is,
whatever.
Like, one song, and, like, Pink Floyd is 20 albums.
Right.
Actually, how
no,
many bitches
no.
are on the poster? There's one, two, three. There's more than that, though, right? There's more than.
But if they're doing it, on Chris Cornell's life, if you were a big Soundgarden
yeah,
fan,
yeah, no,
and you're doing
Chris
it,
Cornell,
and
yeah, but how many
right.
people? But how many people like Queen is? People know who Queen is, and I'm not taking anything away from Soundgarden, but Queen has
right.
a more mass appeal. Than Soundgarden,
right.
You know, it, people will
oh,
see
yeah.
it.
Yeah, of course.
But you would have to
I
do a movie about
right.
Nirvana.
Here's the example.
If you did a movie about Nirvana, that would
yeah.
do it. I think
that would do it. Everybody would like. That's like everybody in our like even yeah. Everybody would, but the daughter would probably have to release something. And like I'm sure, well, maybe at some point she will, but I don't see it happening now. But, like, the daughter would have to release something in, like, the inside of her life. Like, that would make a lot of fucking money. Because, like, there's a lot of people. Like, I grew up in Nirvana time. Like, I wasn't, like, Nirvana, like I said, that was kind of like, but I have friends, like, in that time, like, that literally were crying and upset for, like, depressed for a week. Like, I remember when he died. Like, it was depressing for a lot of people. For me, I'm like, celebrities' death has never really affected me. It still really doesn't now. So, like, for me, it's different. But I've seen, like, what it does to these people. So if she would release something, and I would even be interested because I grew up with Nirvana. Like, that was the whole alternative. Nirvana was in that whole genre that I was in that time. So it was a part of my life, even though I wasn't that invested. You know, so I think a lot of people would, like, but I don't see her right now. She's still, like, I follow her on Instagram. I keep up with all my celebrities on Instagram. But I do. I follow her, and she's just trying to break out of, like, figure out her own. She's still in her mid-20s. But when she gets older, in, like, her 30s, she might. I could see, because she's released a couple things, like, you know, about, like, what she spends her inheritance on and how much she gets, and she spilled it a little bit, so like I could see it, and I think that would be a moneymaker. But Soundgarden, I'm not quite sure about Soundgarden.
You gotta expect also there'll be a Prince movie coming out. You gotta expect a David Bowie movie. An Elton John movie is coming out. So Bohemian Rhapsody
I think deserves it. Those I think deserve it.
But it opened a door. Like, there's this. The door's now.
Yeah, the door's open, for sure.
Soundgarden is nowhere near, like, any of that. Soundgarden is not up there with Queen.
No.
It's not up there with David Bowie, Prince, Elton John.
It's a very limited few of people that would really care.
Niche.
But the mass
it's called
amount,
a niche market.
Yeah, it's a niche, yeah.
Very niche.
I'll tell you this.
And
Brad
don't forget about the
Chris
nephews.
Cornell.
I just talked about the niches. I don't want to miss the nephews. So shout out to all the nephews out there. We just talked about niche. and the niche.
I'm just saying. If Brad Pitt's going to, like, portray Chris Cornell, a lot of people go see
that. I don't know why that made me think about Gnocchi. Now I want some Gnocchi and Alfredo's love. But I still want my tortellini. Sorry. My mind always reverts back to food.
All right.
That's,
so.
All righty.
Santori,
yeah.
I have two more Pink Floyd songs. And we have two more half segments, and we might end the show early, depending. So
yeah, no,
I'm
all about
play.
Ending the show early.
You're all about it.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
You want to end early?
I want to cook. I want to cook dinner.
Well,
are
you
hungry?
Then let's play this.
We're talking about food, dude. I get it. Once again,
let's play
this
Pink Floyd. This Pink Floyd song.
Oh, did you ever eat that damn brownie with ice cream?
Oh, that sounds. You know, I didn't. Yeah, I did that night. Yes, I ate it. Yes, I did.
You must. No, don't lie to me.
I did.
You did.
This is Shine on Your Crazy Diamond.
You forced it. You didn't enjoy it all.
I did.
So
enjoy it.
All right, sorry. Go ahead.
It's okay. This song goes. It goes on for
forever.
A while.
Forever.
So we could talk over it forever.
We could.
What? No, I did.
But I did. I did eat that brownie ice cream.
I know, but you didn't enjoy it because you were forced. Because
yes.
I was forcing you, and your roommate was forcing you. We're like, eat the fucking brownie. It's gonna be delicious. And you're like, fine, I'll eat the brownie. And inside, you're like, I really don't want this fucking brownie. Even though
I did.
Good.
I didn't want. No, it was good. I just didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it
at
that time
at
because
that
I just got done smoking.
Okay.
I just got done smoking weed.
I know.
And I didn't want to kill my high, but I ate it.
That's,
I ate it later
because
I got the munchies. I put it in the refrigerator.
I
good.
Know, dude.
See, that's what the benefit of like getting high is the munchies, and then you have that waiting for you. Oh, it was delicious.
Yeah.
It's all about timing.
No, I'm sorry we fucked that up. I'm sorry.
No,
I didn't mean to pressure you.
No, I'm glad.
But I didn't actually press you because I wasn't there. I only said so much on the phone, and then I hung up, so that was all her. We'll blame her.
But that brownie was delicious.
Oh, I'm sure it was. I love fucking brownies. That's my fucking weakness, yo.
I love the music in the background of this conversation.
Yeah.
Brownie, ice cream, Shine on Your Crazy Diamond. Life is good.
Yeah. Life is good.
Life is
other
good.
Other than when time sucks, but you know what? Like I'm not going to talk about that. So, like, everything's good.
Brownie
life
and
is
ice
okay.
cream.
Life is good. Right
Shine
now, like,
crazy, damn it.
You know what? I got some good music in the background. I got a cigarette in my
crazy.
Hand. I got my boyfriend on the phone and a good friend on my phone call. I'm listening to some good music in the background. Right now, life is good. Let's enjoy the fucking moment. Let's enjoy
all right, let's enjoy
the
song. We can still talk over it for a while. It's still got a... still got some time. Didn't we have... We had a conversation about it.
Let it play.
Yeah, we did. We talked
about
the song.
About the intros to songs need to be long. The best songs.
Let it play.
And I'll tell you what band I hate when the song is over. Totally hate them. I just realized I hate them. It's like hard to my brain. Like somebody is scooping my brain out with an ice cream scoop.
No.
But let's listen to this. I'll tell you after we shine on. Still 10 minutes left of this song.
Of course.
There's like five more and we'll be done.
There's two of these. One more. It's coming. Wait for it. It's coming. Where is it? There it is. Now there's three, right? And then it goes thump.
Four.
Four? Sleepy. fucking cock teeth.
Oh, you
that
know.
Song is called Tease You, Somebody's Gonna Sing.
But
still a great song, though.
It's a great
yeah.
song.
Still a great song.
But it's got an 8-minute and 47-second intro.
Yeah, all their songs are long. That's why they make laser movies out of it.
And then there's 5 minutes of song left after that. There's 5 minutes of fucking song left.
I know.
That's why, listen, if you listen to every Pink Floyd song, they all have that long opening, that nice breathing room. You know what I mean? Like, they build towards the song. They build towards the music.
Build it up.
Even money in some ways, because you got dum dum and dum bum bum dum bum dum bum.
You're geniuses.
I mean, that's geniuses.
Musical
all right,
geniuses.
Since you want to end the show early, let's do one more of these.
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
All right, one.
All right.
Four or five or six.
Just do number five, just for shits and giggles.
What number was that? Number five, you said?
I've always been accused of being a big mouth.
That was number five.
Number five is alive.
All right, here's number five. Let's take a look.
Nice. Speaking of which, Soundgarden, Rusty Cage.
Talking about Soundgarden. I put that song up
no.
weeks ago.
That's pretty good. Full
weeks
circle.
Ago, you know?
Well, at least you made the baby happy.
Well, okay.
I'm
so,
glad we finally got to do
think,
this show.
Who?
What? You think what? No, I said I'm glad we finally got to do a show.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. And there's one more Pink Floyd song, and I'm gonna play it as we as our ending song.
Yes.
It's probably the greatest Pink Floyd song ever. You know, I couldn't find what's the name of the song? Have a Cigar. Is that it? Have a Cigar. I like that song. That's a good
yes.
song. But
yeah,
that's
Have
not,
a Cigar,
that's,
and it's yeah, that's
not the one I chose.
Album. No, you chose Completely Numb.
I chose Comfortably Numb. Are you sure? Is that by far probably the best Pink Floyd song? No.
No, but I think that's what you chose. But I could be wrong.
You could be wrong. You could totally.
I could. Jolene. Phil. It's always a pleasure. Thank you for being part of the show.
You're welcome. Always, Michael. Mike.
Yeah,
I love you.
Yes.
You're so much better to deal with when you're sober. Well, even if you just have a few. Like, even if you could just get, like, just learn to get where I've gotten to at. Because I used to get, like, totally wasted like you do sometimes, and you have been in the past. And I have been that way, but, like, you know what? If you can learn how to rein it in a little bit, it's a lot more fun.
Moderation.
Than everyone else around you. Trust me, it took me a lot of figuring out. But, like, you don't have to give it up completely because we're not, there's nothing wrong. It's just,
I know.
We have to deal with alcohol to deal with shit sometimes, and I get that. And I ain't want to knock it. So,
no.
I love you.
Thank you.
And I
love you.
Always love being
Thank
on the show with you. And I hope, you know, everything works out
Appreciate
for all of us.
Thank you. Me too. Thank you, Jillian. Pleasure. Thank you, part of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Joey. So, Mike, before we do go, what is your favorite Pink Floyd song?
My favorite? Oh, man, it's just hard to say, but I Wish You Were Here. It's Comfortably Numb. And then, I don't know. It's just so many. But I really can't narrow it down
to
one.
And All That You Touch, and All That You Taste, and All That You Buy, Beg, Borrow, I Got It Wrong, and All You Create.
All
I should have. That would have been a really good ending song.
It's called Eclipse, right? That's the Eclipse.
Yeah, that's the song I believe that they will play right before the end of the world. I think that is the last song that humanity will ever hear.
Right.
Because it is
I'm
the
okay
last
that.
Song that yes, you
of
can
the
play
wall,
that at
of the Dark Side of the Moon. Yes.
Yeah, my funeral. But yeah, that would have been a good ending, but
yeah.
So, so you Comfortably Numb, you said Wish You Were Here.
Yes. Time, Breathe. I don't know. There's just so many good ones, man. I just don't know. It's hard to just nail to just one. But I don't
Well, that's why Floyd. We did our tribute to them. And next
yes.
week we'll do a Who. Who are we doing?
Tribute. Who? The Who.
Who, yes.
Who?
Yes.
Yeah. The Who. Yes, the Who. Yeah,
who are who? The Who?
Who. The
yes.
Who.
Yes. Who?
Yes.
Who?
Who?
Who? I don't know. Third
All
base.
Right.
All right, close this
One
out, man.
Second. All right, thank you for tuning in. If you listen to the show, I do appreciate it. We do appreciate it. Tune in next week. We'll do a huge tribute. Everyone take care of each other. And until then, keep on trucking. Thank you for listening. See you next week.
Don't smoke.
Hello. Is there anybody in there? Just not if you can hear me. Is there anyone home? Down. I hear you breathing down.
been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.